up. Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, catch uppers. Today feels so much like a Monday. I've wanted to say happy Monday the whole day.
It does. And apologies we didn't have a catch up yesterday. It was a public holiday here in the Goulburn Valley. But we are back today. It is a Wednesday, but you're right. It does feel like a Monday.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I don't really know what to do with myself. I feel like I've got to go home and nap, which is what I do most Mondays.
You do that every day.
Yeah, true. Good point.
It didn't have a Monday vibe to it. It was a very up show today.
Yeah, it was. A few mistakes in there, a few stumbles, a few bit of content for Screw Up Fridays on Friday, but that's okay.
Bit of fun. RBT, they're filming in Shep. We speak to a couple of characters that have been breath tested by him.
We sure do.
Also, we talk about cheating the system, biggest celebs you've seen, and what did you discover on a work site?
Yeah, so enjoy. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Last week, Ellie, I got my model on, and you know, as a former supermodel back in the day, Victoria's Secret model is my middle name.
There's so many things wrong with that statement that I'm just not going to bother.
Okay, well, let's move straight on then. Okay. No, I did get asked to model last week. My good friends, Joe Paul, that own Joe Paul Menswear in town, thought, you know what? We're going to change things up a bit here and ask Josiah to be the model. And I said yes, willingly, because I do anything for the boys, because they do anything for me. And we were talking in the car, and the boys told me in a fascinating story, which I know you'll love. So I'll invite the boys to come this year. They're in with me now. Boys, welcome.
Hey. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Just a bit close to the mic so you talk, if that's all right. Just radio 101, 101 here.
I can feel the bromance emanating from the three of you right now.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
It's like hot in here all of a sudden.
Yeah.
some say it's more than a bromance.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now, boys, tell me, Ellie, the story that you told me, because it is so fascinating. It has to do with someone very famous and an encounter that they missed out on.
Okay.
It was definitely a missed opportunity. Well, it happened to be Travis Fimmel, guy from Vikings.
The main actor from Vikings.
He was a supermodel for
Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein. Yeah.
So a little bit bigger than me. Yeah, yeah.
Just a little bit.
Everybody knows Travis Fimmel, except Joe Paul Menswear at the time. Yeah. Yes, he's Ragnar Lothbrok, as you know, he's the main guy.
Yeah.
And he grew up in Echuca, moved to America, got big over there. When he came into the shop, we were completely oblivious to who he was.
Oh,
no idea.
We
had a wedding party and there was a Travis on there. Not knowing that he was the Travis Fimmel, just thought a Travis.
So he came in to try on a suit.
Yes.
Oh. I love this. So what happened when he walked in? Did you just go, like, I mean, obviously you give everyone great customer service when they
course,
come in.
Of course, yeah. Just standard. You know, just gave the standard A
Look,
plus service.
We treat everyone the same. You know,
exactly.
Famous, yeah, all the same.
We didn't want to, you know, give him a big head, that's all. So, yeah.
So you genuinely had no idea who he was.
And
you fitted him out, whatever. Treated him like anyone else.
I suited him up. He came in, suited him up, told Joe, hey, Joe, wedding party from Echuca. There was a Travis on there. Joe's just thinking typical Travis.
Yeah.
You know, and then he come in again to get resized up and Joe served him. So Joe had the privilege of meeting Travis.
Yeah.
And anyway, what did he complain that the pants were a bit tight?
He was a little bit unsure on how tight his pants were, how they should fit.
Well, he would be because he wears wolf skins all the time. Yeah. So he used to wear fur. I suppose he doesn't know what chinos feel like.
So I said to him, no worries, mate, try them on. Let me see, you know, how they look. He come out, they looked pretty good. He goes, nah, they're a bit too tight. I said, look, mate, you know, because he gives that real surfy kind of course. You know, with the, you know, messy hair and things like that.
Yeah, he's hot.
And I'm like, look, you maybe just not used to wearing pants that tight kind of thing. Like, you know, anyway, he was happy with the pants that he had and it happened to be at a family function. So my cousin's there and she goes, I can't believe Travis was in the shop and you didn't call me. And I'm like, Travis? He goes, Travis from, you know, the wedding party. I'm like, yeah, there's a Travis. He goes, he's from the Vikings.
Oh.
And I'm like, from what? He goes, the TV show Vikings. Had no idea. The worst part was I was in Undera in a pub where there was no reception, so I couldn't even Google him to see who he was.
No.
So I get home and then I looked up, you know, Googled him up and he was just plastered all over Google.
He's literally, at the time, the biggest man in Hollywood.
And needless to say, the bride was selling his clothes after the wedding, auctioning his clothes off. Yeah.
Did but he tag you?
Yeah, he could have done a selfie or something.
Yeah, I think that's what hurt the most was definitely not having, you know, a photo moment with Travis Fimmel. You know, at least to say, I don't know, hashtag Joe Paul Menswear or something, you know.
I know.
Are you sure?
It was definitely a missed opportunity.
Are you sure that's what hurt you the most and not the fact that Josiah is now your model? Like, you could have had Travis you're stuck with this guy.
I think that's probably what makes it better. I said, you know, we lost Travis, but we ganged Josiah. You know? So, you know, really, who won here? Yeah, sorry, Travis, if you're listening.
That's what they said when the last radio host left the show. They said, well, we lost him, but we gained Josiah.
That's right. Yeah, so everybody's winning.
How'd you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to hear more stories like this morning, Golden Valley. 13, 12, 16. Have you seen a celebrity in the GV, in our stomping ground?
I didn't know. Obviously, he was originally from here, but to think that he was in Shepparton is massive. There are big celebrities out there that do come to our town. Benalla, Yarrawonga, Echuca. They visit our towns, guys. Kai, yeah. Doesn't matter where it is. Who have you seen and when? Give us your call.
Adam from Echuca has given us a call. Adam, you've got a story for us?
I'd just like to say my girlfriend works at a dog groomer's in Echuca.
Yeah.
And Travis Fimmel brings in his dogs or his father's dogs in there to get groomed. And the girls go absolutely crazy when he goes in there.
Well, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Safe to say he's the best looking man in the Goulburn Valley, easily. Do they say he's a good bloke as well?
I don't know if they get much words out because they're always, I think they're just gushing over him.
Yeah, fair enough. How's your window? Yeah.
Does your missus have a hall pass if Travis wanted to have a crack, or is that just a big no-no?
I think she could just do whatever she wants anyway.
I feel you, mate. I feel your pain. He's a good-looking rooster, isn't he?
Yeah.
Nikki's messaged us to the Hit GV Instagram saying, with a photo, I don't know his name either, and I don't think she does either, but at the Friars Street food store on Sunday morning, she saw the guy from Packed to the Rafters. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah.
What was his name? Patrick, maybe?
Can
blonde
I have you got a photo?
Yeah, yeah.
What about, oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, right. We should put that up on our Hit GV Instagram story. What about Rustic and Benalla? We both have our plates up on the wall. They have like a celeb wall.
We're not right? celebs.
Yeah, we're like the small celebs on the wall. Matt Preston from MasterChef, he's been in there.
Yeah.
I think he lives around Benalla. He's got a house up here somewhere.
Oh, God, we're swimming in celebs. Oh, Melissa's in Echuca. Melissa, have you seen a celebrity in the GV?
When I was younger, I used to live next door to some guys in a unit who were friends with Travis Fimmel.
Yeah.
And I was friends with all them, and Travis Fimmel once slept on my couch.
Hey! I feel like this topic should have just been your Travis Fimmel stories.
Is he a snorer, or what is he?
I can't remember.
Have you washed the couch since?
I don't have that couch anymore.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah,
Ellie would have come around and sniffed it today.
Oh. Would I? Okay, yeah. You should have put it on eBay. It'd probably catch fair price.
I should have, yeah. Would have made some cash.
Oh, well,
maybe we should, if Travis Fimmel's listening at the moment and he's back in town, 13, 12, 16, mate,
yeah.
love a chat.
100%. Get him on.
Maybe we should rename the Goulburn Valley to Goulburn Valleywood.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Channel 9's RBT. It's a great program, very addictive to watch because they always hook you and then go into an ad. You're like, are they going to get done? Are they not? It's one of those brain dead TV shows that you can't help but watch.
I mean, I don't watch it much, but that's cool.
You've never seen RBT?
Oh, look, I have seen it.
Oh, there you go. So there we go.
But
we're on the same page.
I don't get hooked by it.
So you've never stuck around and watched an episode?
No. Nah.
Okay.
I live it, mate.
Well, this story isn't for you. Yeah, there it is. This story is for everyone else who's in town at the moment because, guys, spoiler alert, RBT are filming in Shepparton.
Oh, God.
They've been around all long weekend when Land of Plenty Festival was on, as well as a lot of drug busts as well. You seen the big busses around town?
They were outside my house the other day.
Really?
Yeah, like literally pulled out of my driveway and they were there stationed out the front.
They probably saw you at Land of Plenty and thought, we'll get that one.
I don't do drugs, so no, they did not.
No, though I got a video off or a Snapchat off one of my mates. Of them pulling over someone near Kmart in Shepparton, right? And then I watched the video, they pull this guy over and all of a sudden a whole camera crew jump out and this guy's getting breathalyzed and he's surrounded by a camera crew plus police officers.
Stop it.
It's a lot to take in. It'd be very overwhelming because it's already overwhelming enough if you do get pulled over for an RBT, let alone to have a whole camera crew in your face as well.
Yeah, exactly.
13, 12, 16 if you have seen them. Yesterday then on our day off for the Melbourne Cup, I was sitting out the front of the park like having a coffee with my mate Ergus and we watched this car get pulled over by the cops near Vic Park Lake. And we're like, oh, here we go. This is a bit of fun. See the guy get pulled over. Then all of a sudden the camera crew jump out.
So how many people in the camera crew? Like, how does it work?
So there was a producer. I'm guessing that's what he was.
Yeah.
There was the cameraman. There was a sound guy. And then I guess it's like a producer assistant or something. There's about four or five of them all together, as well as a couple of coppers as well that are obviously trained for TV.
That's crazy.
Fascinating stuff. So I want to know if anyone else has seen them. Craig from Maroopna, he's just called through. Craigie, you've seen them?
I feel me, mate.
So you got pulled over by the RBT crew.
Yeah.
And what happened then?
I got the police coming up to the doorstep, up to me front door, and all of a sudden I got cameras and microphone and all this. I went, Don't tell me you're from RBT.
And so what, were they filming you? Did you get done?
No.
Oh, so they even film you even if you're innocent?
Yeah, and then they ask your permission.
What? Really? Did you give permission?
No, not at the start. I said, with a head like mine, I don't want to be all over the bloody media. You get enough nuts on the bloody program as it is.
Here's a question I've got for every person I see in that show. If you've been done, you would not want to be have your noggin on TV for that.
Yeah, who actually says yes to it?
So what do you get for being on it? Do you get a reduced sentence, or what do they do for appearing on the show?
Well, they didn't give me any options. Yes, you give me the option to pixelate me, which won't make no difference. It's still going to come up.
Why do they want you on if you're innocent?
I don't know.
Because you're a character.
Maybe because it's Shepparton and it's just so flat out.
Oh, well, thanks for your call and keeping us across it, mate.
Yeah, thank you. That is insane. Be careful, guys, on the street. I mean, obviously, don't drink and drive ever. You're a bloody idiot if you drink and drive.
And if you do get caught, maybe they'll let you off because you're on TV. I still want to know how it works. Do you get a prize?
They can't. Maybe they get paid. Nah, surely not, because that'd be proceeds from crime.
Or maybe they wipe the fine, but you just get the sentence. Or...
Nah, because you'd think that you wouldn't have any legal... The police can't just be like, all right, cool, you're on TV, I'm not going to
find
you.
No one wants their faces on TV. Or do they go, okay, you've been done.
Yeah.
We're going to charge you. Here's a year in jail and a $500 fine. But here's $100 worth of fuel vouchers.
Yeah.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Tradies, you're on your way to work or you're on site already. I'm talking to you this morning. I want to hear the best thing that you've found. 13, 12, 16. How's this? Some tradies are working at a building site on the Gold Coast this week. And they made a shock discovery while they were digging up some dirt. So they were laying a platform for a house or whatever they were building there. And the boys have hit something and they've seen some bags and they've tucked into the bags. Sitting there is $200,000 worth of cash.
Why does this stuff never happen to me?
Ever.
You know, it just, I just keep waiting for the day when it does.
Some honest tradies, they called the police, told them, they came down, investigated. They don't know what it is, but there is an investigation under the way. Boys, you should have kept that one quiet.
Yeah. Well, no, good on them, proud of them. I would have reported it.
You reckon? The money, it turns out there was old $100 notes, so it hasn't been found for many years.
Oh.
So I would have just kept it quiet and taken it for yourselves.
Well, I wonder what the deal is. Like, how long can the police have it for before they just say, all right, you guys found it, finders keepers, it's all yours.
Yeah, like you almost copyright the find in a way.
Yeah.
What's the best thing you've ever found on a site, 13, 12, 16? When I was mowing the lawns once at my parents' house, I'll never forget it, I was a kid, that was my job.
Mm.
I hit something metal. And it was a $200,000 nugget of gold. No, it wasn't. Not that good. And I was like, what's this? And then I went and dug into the earth with Dad. And we kept digging and digging. It was like this metal hook. And we couldn't figure out what it is. So I think we put a post on Facebook or one of our neighbors. Turns out where we lived used to be a pig farm.
Oh.
And it was actually one of the big hooks that they used to do to hang pigs from.
Did you keep it?
Pretty sure. It'd be under the house somewhere as a little memento, bit of history from the house.
I thought you were going to say Captain Hook had been around. And, it was a fossilised Captain Hook hand.
Wasn't that exciting?
Yeah, I know. It really wasn't.
Exciting finds. 13, 12, 16, if you got one. Maybe it was at the tip. Maybe you were digging on site, guys, and you found something amazing. Give us a call this morning.
Yeah, let's go to Anthony from Shep. Anthony, what's the weirdest thing you've come across?
A baby.
What? What do you mean?
We were going to do a job over there one morning.
Yeah.
Pouring down rain. And... there's a 9-month-old baby laying in the road, just laying there in its nappy, wet as. Then looked across, and here's another kid about 18 months old laying in the driveway, pissing down rain in a nappy.
No parents anywhere?
Nah, knocked on the door where we found this other baby laying in the driveway, and no one had answered the door, so we ended up going next door. Apparently they knew that the kids belonged next door, and she went and found the parents.
Jeez Louise, that's not what we expected to get this morning. I was just talking about finding a gum nut on site, and now we've led to babies. So, all right?
Well, we don't know. We just left the babies with the next door neighbours.
Some people shouldn't have kids, should they, Anthony?
Nah, that's exactly right.
Was it a person's house that you were working on?
All just working across the road, but the people that lived across the road were two kids, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I wonder what the parents were doing while inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you wouldn't know, would you?
Yeah, unbelievable. Wow, that has blown me away.
That's the weirdest thing we've ever come across.
Yeah, that takes the cake.
I mean, I'd rather 200 grand, but a baby will do.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not wrong. 200 grand would be great.
Oh, what a story. Mel's also sent us a message saying a guy on a massive work site found an Aboriginal artifact, which they thought was a bowl. So they shut the site down. It got sent away for testing. 60 guys couldn't work. Turned out it was a salt lick, which is one of those blocks that you give to cows for nutrients.
Awesome.
And it's been licked into the shape of a bowl.
No work for 60 blokes.
Oh, that is so rough.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, yesterday was the biggest day in horse racing, the Melbourne Cup, obviously. And in a field of a whole bunch of international horses and trainers and jockeys and whatnot, a horse from Australia was victorious, Vow and Declare.
Well done. Well, the horse itself, I think, was from central Queensland, but trained by a local man, Danny O'Brien. Now, it was the first time. We only had two Australian horses in the race on the last two barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first Australian horse to win in a decade,
yeah,
the Melbourne
huge,
Cup.
Huge, huge stuff. Now, Danny O'Brien, he does hail from Kyabram. His wife, Nina, I've just been on her Instagram. She's just posted a photo of their daughter sleeping next to the Melbourne Cup.
Cute.
Adorable. So congratulations to them. Now, Jamie's given us a call. Now, Jamie, I understand you grew up with Danny O'Brien.
Yeah, well, I went to school in Kyabram, and unfortunately, they had a daughter called Alicia, and when we were in grade five, she passed away of an unknown disease, and Danny's father actually was a local doctor in Kyabram.
Yep.
So that was very sad news, obviously, and I was good friends with Seamus. He was a year older. And then they moved to Yarrawa and they had horse stables in Yarrawa, and the youngest child, Puffy, he unfortunately got kicked in the head by a horse. And he ended up being in a wheelchair and a paraplegic. And after that, Helen and Peter ended up having little Rose. So yesterday was a great success story for the family and well deserved.
Wow, so a lot of hardships growing up, and then this has kind of been the cherry on top.
Oh, my word, and to hear Danny talk yesterday after the race and say that his mum and dad and his wife and kids were there was brought a tear to my eye, and because Helen, their mother, is just such a beautiful lady, and so is Peter, the doctor. Yeah, no, it's a credit to the family, so... Yeah, shout out to the O'Brien family and everyone in
Kyabram.
I hope they enjoyed the
win yesterday. Absolutely, mate. And their hardships have been well known about, especially to many people around Australia. But from a local level, I think it's very important that everyone acknowledges a beautiful family and a great win. So we all raise a glass yesterday for them and another one today, no doubt.
Oh, my word. Thanks very much for putting me on.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I'm going to talk about something now that could get the person who's involved in trouble. So I'm going to have to use a lot of code words.
Who is it? Someone we both know.
No comment.
Okay.
It is a friend of mine. We'll call her Sarah.
Okay. Well, first of all, you've already established all morning you don't have any friends.
Yeah, true.
So if you do have a one friend.
Maybe this happened in Perth. I've got heaps over in Perth.
I don't know.
So maybe this happened in Perth. Okay. Yesterday, obviously, it was a public holiday. So a whole bunch of places around town were closed, including a lot of gyms. So,
but it's not a public holiday in Perth, though. So it must have been right here.
No, whatever. Like, heaps of people still take the day off, whatever, in Perth.
I'm narrowing down who it is.
So Sarah wanted to go to the gym like she does every day. So she went to a gym, we'll call it Schmack Wash Moves.
Right, yep.
So she went to Schmack Wash Moves.
Aqua Moves, yeah.
No, Schmack Wash Moves. It's a different one. It's one over in Perth, you don't know.
Right, okay.
Schmack Wash Moves closed at 5 o'clock yesterday.
It did, yeah, I got the email.
So this person, Sarah, wasn't able to go to Schmack Wash Moves at 6 o'clock like she usually does. So instead she decided she'd get a day pass to one of the other gyms over in Perth. We'll call it Gym's Fitness.
Right, okay, yep. 24/7.
It is, yeah. It's 24/7. Yep. Gym's Fitness. It's like Gym's Mowing. You can get it at any time. It's like a mobile gym.
I get where we're going.
Bit of fun. So Sarah went to Gym's Fitness, got there, realised because it's public holiday, there's no staff on. So she couldn't get herself the day pass that she was after. So she was in a bit of a pickle. She was like, what do I do here? I need to work out. I need to go to the gym. I can't miss my daily workout.
Well, can I just suggest something?
run in the park.
Oh, just put your feet up on the couch and have a night off the gym. You don't have to go 7 days a week.
Yeah, F45 was closed yesterday, so do you think I did any extra exercise?
Tell your friend, I've been having a night off for the last three months.
Well, anyway, Sarah was like, I'm here now. I've got to do it. So they have this system where, like, if you're a member already, you can tag yourself in and go in.
Yeah.
So Sarah thought, okay, this is my options here. I go home, I don't work out, or I just follow someone in as they go through. And so Sarah did that.
I'm pretty sure an alarm goes off when that happens.
Well, possibly, but if it did, she wasn't aware of it. So she went in, she did her workout, and then halfway through, she thought she saw someone who worked for Jim's Fitness coming in with a lanyard on. And she's in the middle of running on the treadmill. And all of a sudden she gets so freaked out that she's going to get caught that she just bolts out of the gym and leaves the workout.
Just have the night off. It doesn't make any sense. I love you, Sarah, but seriously.
Sarah, you're so adorable. Because she was telling me this story and I was like, that is exactly what I would do in that situation. Because I'm like, you know me, I don't like breaking rules. And so I would have been so nervous that you're like hyper alert. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Hey, but if you're going to cheat or if you're going to lie, just own it, right?
Yeah.
So when you walk into, what is it, Jim's Fitness?
Jim's Fitness.
Open 24/7.
One of the franchises of Jim Mowing, yep.
Just if someone actually does catch you and say, hey, where's your membership? Just say, I forgot it. Okay, let's look you up in the system. Not there. That's weird.
Computer glitch.
I must have fallen out of the system. Let's sign up tomorrow when I come back. Never come back again.
See, that's a sign that you're a good liar, that you can think of all that on the spot.
Exactly.
I'd just be like, I'm sorry, I didn't. I don't have a membership here. I'm just, you know, schmack my schmack.
If you're not a good liar, get out of the radio industry.
This person isn't in the radio industry. What are you talking about? Oh, for me. Okay.
Yeah, for you.
Oh, God. I'm stressing. I've said enough. But I do want to talk about this morning, Colvin Valley, 13, 12, 16. When have you bluffed your way in somewhere? When have you kind of cheated the system?
Well, it's like when you there's a big line at like a nightclub, for example, and you want to get in, you walk straight to the front like you're someone. They're like, who are you? Oh, I'm Matt Damon's assistant.
Yes, exactly. Pity he did that awful movie recently because you wouldn't get let in. 13, 12, 16, give us a call this morning. Where'd you bluff your way into and how?
Get up with Josiah and Ellie.
My best mate, Liam, he was lucky enough to be on holidays in the south of France, if you don't mind.
Oh, jeez.
Right while he was there, 50 Cent was throwing an after party for the Cannes Film Festival.
Mm.
And he went to the front, dressed up in a suit by himself, rocked up. They said, why are you here? He was like 16 at the time. He said he played 50 Cent's son in his music clip and he's here for the party.
Oh,
they didn't
clever.
Ask a question because of his confidence. Walked straight in. He's got photos with 50 Cent, everyone inside the party. What a story.
Confidence is the key.
It is.
I don't have that. I'm just too nervous about being caught lying. I just can't. I can't do it. Let's go to Anna from Echuca. Anna, where did you bluff your way into?
This was a while ago, but I was overseas with my friends. And we couldn't get into this bar in Germany, so my friend told the bouncers that I was the Prime Minister of Australia's daughter.
And it worked?
Yeah, it did. And they asked questions. They were like, who's the Prime Minister? I think it was John Howard at the time. Johnny, my dad.
Oh, I feel like if I was a bouncer, I'd just never believe anything that came out of anyone's mouth.
Especially when you probably had a few drinks. Is that right, Anna?
Many, hence the confidence.
Did you behave the way that a Prime Minister's daughters should?
Well, we made a big thing about it, like, oh, I can't go out in Australia because it's really hard. Everyone knows who I am.
I'm going to try that next time I go overseas. That's a great idea.
I never knew John Howard's daughters from Echuca either.
Yeah, there you go. What a bombshell. All right, thanks for your call, Anna. Feel free to keep those stories coming. Hit us up anytime on the socials.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
There's no place I'd rather be either than right here with you, Josiah.
You said it with that massive hangover that you have after the race that stops the nation last night.
So hard yesterday with my one beer.
How are you feeling now?
So fine. Actually, I had an awful sleep last night. I started watching a hectic show on Netflix. I couldn't sleep properly.
What's it called?
Scared. It's called Unbelievable. Oh, it's great.
It is a brilliant. I watched that series.
Yeah, it's great. But like, don't try and sleep afterwards.
If you're just waking up now, the Melbourne Cup obviously was yesterday. A nutritionist, health nutritionist, she's come out and said how you can cure your hangover. It is nice and early, guys. And if you are up at this time and you did have a crack yesterday, you no doubt have a sore head. And I'm doing this for you, Ellie, because every Sunday morning, I feel like you can relate to this survey.
Don't know what you're talking about.
They've gone out with a time schedule. And it's actually quite interesting because when you are dusty, the first thing you go out and do is what? Smash some Maccas, have a pizza, have a burger?
100%.
KFC, Maccas, you name it.
Straight to Maccas.
Well, this person has come out and said how you should be doing it. And this is how you can get on with a productive Sunday and have nothing on. First thing you do, get my notepad out. Yeah, start writing.
Here we go.
When you wake up, drink two glasses of water. That's pretty simple.
Yeah, I already do that. That's cool.
Then you have a ginger tea with honey.
Oh, they're going to say a gin and tonic. I was like, oh, honey, that's really counterproductive.
Have 10 Bloody Marys, guys.
A ginger tea.
Don't have a coffee because it's diuretic, which makes you more dehydrated, whereas the ginger and the honey has some sort of chemical or whatever it is to have the same effect but be better for your body.
Okay.
After that, for breakfast, you should have mushroom omelette. No cheese, though. Dairy is very bad. The mushrooms and the eggs in an omelette are meant to do something to digest the food.
I do often have mushroom omelettes on the weekend.
Good girl.
I put some turkey in it too, though. And some spinach.
Do that. That'll make you fall asleep. No, spinach is okay.
Okay.
We'll come to that soon, though.
Okay, cool.
If you're feeling fruity, have a tomato juice.
What do you mean feeling fruity?
Well, fruity, like as in you may even want a Bloody Mary if you're really crazy, but probably don't.
Now, Bloody Marys are gross.
After that, you might get a bit peckish around mid-morning. Have two more glasses of water and a banana hit. Banana, light on the stomach, has enough potassium to heal your body.
This is assuming that I'm feeling like getting up and cooking and putting together a ginger honey tea. Like, come on, that's a lot of effort.
Oh, hang on. A banana and a ginger tea, I think you're able to do that.
Excuse me, I have to cook a mushroom omelette. Are you kidding me?
Go out to a cafe and get it.
But and say like, hi, can I have a mushroom omelette? Hold the cheese, please, because I'm hungover.
Yeah, exactly right. I don't do dairy, guys. I'm hung. After your banana hit for lunch, instead of having a dirty lunch, guys, you must have some sushi.
What? Who feels like sushi when they're hung?
And a miso soup. Do you want to feel good about yourself or not? Because they're saying if you go and smash a burger and chips and something else,
delish,
it'll make your body, that's why you feel so tired when you're hungover afterwards.
Well, I'll just go home and sleep.
Well, don't. That's why you're being unproductive. We want you to be productive. Ugh. What did you do on Sunday?
Do you actually want to know?
Exactly.
So I had Land of Plenty on Saturday. I woke up Sunday morning. Did I go to Macca's?
You said you didn't leave the house.
I didn't leave the house. You're right. So I had a schnitty for breakfast.
Gross.
And then I went back to bed and had another snooze.
Did you get out of your house the whole day on Sunday?
I think maybe I took the bins out at one stage.
This is why you need to follow this guide.
Okay.
2:30, down a green smoothie. Your body's now ready for those nutrients.
Again, so much effort.
4 o'clock for a snack. Brown toast will absorb all that dirty stuff that you had the day before. And some Avo, bit of fats in there that'll help you out. And for dinner, it's 7 p.m. You've been good all the day. You're feeling amazing because your body's high-fiving you.
Cheeseburger.
It's now acceptable to have something greasy and go to sleep.
Oh, I don't like this lady.
She is a good lady, very smart. So if you are just waking up feeling a bit dusty and sorry for yourself, listen to old Uncle Josiah. He'll fix you today.
Mushroom omelettes on you. I'm coming around now.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.